With a Jaguars.com OTA report, this is JP Shadrick. The Jaguars wrapped up the first full week of organized team activities practices with another two-hour session Wednesday. 80 degrees and clear again today. Perfect conditions all week long. We got our first look at defensive end Brandon Dederich today after the Jaguars were awarded the waiver claim from New England late Tuesday. The fourth-year pro had 45 tackles and 5 sacks in 3 seasons with the Patriots. As a senior at Alabama in 2009, Dederich was the victim of a robbery attempt and suffered a gunshot wound in the forearm and hip. The incident happened on a Monday, cleared to play on a Thursday, made a tackle that Saturday against Virginia Tech, the start of a national championship run for the Tide. One player that head coach Gus Bradley has challenged throughout the offseason is tight end Mercedes Lewis. With a healthy offensive line, including a new face on the right side, you might see less blocking and more receiving from the former first-round pick. We caught up with Lewis after practice, and he said he's thriving off the challenge presented by the coaching staff.
You know, obviously, I don't mind blocking. That's why I do this game. You know, and that's why I play. I love to block. It's not a problem. At the same time, you want to be rewarded sometime. And, you know, our philosophy is getting the ball in our playmakers' hands, letting them score touchdowns, and it's fun to be a part of that again. You know, it's been a while. I've had a layoff, and it's time to get back to work.
Got to get you back to Hawaii somehow, Mercedes. How do you think you can do that?
You know what? I'm going to go out there and get better every day. That's all I can control. Everything else will fall in place, and I'll live with the results.
It would be nice to see Lewis in the end zone some more and in Hawaii at the Pro Bowl. The Jaguars front office addressed the secondary during the draft in free agency, but with youth comes a learning curve. Safety Dwight Lowry, a sixth-year pro, and cornerback Marcus Trufant in his 11th season are the real veterans in this group. Both are still proving themselves to a new coaching staff, but they're also helping the rookies with their transition into the league.
He helps me a lot on the field and off the field. He's a great player, and I'm learning beside him.
Is there anything maybe in the film room that's been surprising to you that you've had to ask him for help on, like a concept of it or any kind like that?
Yeah, sometimes I would ask him about as far as where do you drop, and there's so many things to a defense to be specific about, and just the little things that I have questions about, I can go to him when the coach isn't around or on the field, and I can ask him.
You know, we just make sure we're on the same page before every play. You know, at the same time, he's a rookie, so I think the more that he talks, the more he'll be comfortable how he fits within the defense, and then he'll be able to play how he did in college.
Do you lean on Trufant? Obviously, his first few days here as well, but a guy that's been in the league for 10 years certainly helps your learning curve, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I want to get to know everything. I want to talk to him and see what he sees and try to, you know, learn through his experiences. And, you know, I ask him questions every now and then, and it definitely helps me out.
A few other notes from OTA number 3 on Wednesday. Denard Robinson will attend the NFLPA rookie premiere events in Los Angeles Thursday through Saturday. The Players Association sets up photo sessions with trading card companies and other events as well. Fourth-round pick Ace Sanders, the wide receiver kick returner from South Carolina, still out with an abdominal hip injury and expected back in the first week in June. And JT Townsend spent some time with general manager David Caldwell at practice today. You might know his story, a local high school player paralyzed on the field. A great visit for Townsend today. Well, with the first week of OTAs in the books, let's hear from the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier.
I'm John Osier here with A View from the Ozone. And we'll close week one of 2013 OTAs with a different angle to one of the week's biggest stories. The story is Justin Blackmon, but the twist is head coach Gus Bradley's approach to the second-year wide receiver. Bradley on Tuesday talked about how he trusts Blackmon, and he listed some of the reasons for that trust. The main reason was that as of now, he has no reason not to trust Blackmon, because since Bradley got here in January, Blackmon has done nothing to make Bradley feel differently. This raised eyebrows. How could he feel that way? Doesn't he fear Blackmon will burn him? That's not Bradley's MO. The way he grew up, you trust somebody until they give you reason not to. He and Blackmon have forged a relationship. They don't talk every morning in Bradley's office at Everbank, but they talk a lot. Bradley hopes the relationship of trust will help Blackmon. It was clear talking to players this week, they like that about Bradley. Tight end Mercedes Lewis talked about it being a significant character trait of this coaching staff compared to the past. Maybe this relationship will help Blackmon. The team clearly hopes it does. Either way, it certainly shows what Bradley is about and why 4 months in, players believe in what he's selling.
And of course, great stuff all week from the senior writer, John Osier. 3 OTAs down, 7 to go. Look for a recap of the first week of OTAs coming up tomorrow right here on Jaguars.com. With a Jaguars.com OTA report, this is JP Shadrick.